Hey, how you doing? Oh, you don't look so good. Are you crying? Huh. I could have sworn this was supposed to be a different. Yeah, no, I'm at the right place. Did you summon me? You don't know? Look, kid. How do you not know if you've summoned a demon? Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was that big of a deal to ask, okay? Sorry. You are clearly very upset, and I don't know if I can do anything to help you, so I guess I'm just gonna go then. What did you say? You want me to stay? Okay, but I don't really get why. Do you have any special requests or anything? Seriously? Wait, no. You are serious. Okay. I mean, I can do that, but kid, come on. You don't summon a demon just to give you a hug. You really need it that bad, huh? Okay. Come here. I got you. So, how do you feel? Better? Okay. Good. Good to know. A little bit. Is there anything else I could do? I mean, hey, if you summoned me, I'm here for you. Like, not necessarily as moral support, just because you summoned me, you know. But I'll do what I can. You want me to encourage you? Okay. You do know I'm a demon, right? Like, a literal demon. You get that. Okay. Just making sure. Because that's not really in my job description. But hey, why not? Try something new. What are you upset about? I feel like I should know first so I can kind of get a feel for how to handle this. What? No, shut up. I'm pretty caring for a demon. I am not. I'm evil. Yeah. That's me. I'm evil. Can't be caring. I am anyway. Okay, whatever you say, human. Just tell me about your problems. Huh. Okay. Phew. That is a lot. So, be encouraging. That's what you want me to do. That's kind of hard. Yeah, things seem pretty despondent, you know? But okay, I'm gonna do what you said. You know what? Even just the fact that you're here right now, you know, you made it through all that stuff that you told me about. And that's actually pretty freaking impressive. You know what? I'm proud of you. I don't even know you, but I am proud of you. And that's a lot to accomplish in the past year. It really is, honestly. I'm not just saying that to make you feel better or anything. I mean, I do want to make you feel better, but that really is a lot of stuff that you've been through, and I am so proud of you for handling it. You may not feel like you're handling it very well, and you might break down crying in your room sometimes, like tonight, but that's okay. That actually happens a lot. Not to me personally, because, you know, demon, all that jazz. But for humans, you guys are emotional creatures, you know? And all this stuff you're telling me, it's a lot. It weighs heavy on you. That stress isn't good for you guys. Your bodies are pretty fragile, and they can't take a lot of that. You know what? Come here. Give me another hug. Yeah. I know. Everything's gonna be all right. It has been tough. But you know what? You have me. Yeah. And no, not just tonight. I know you summoned me, and I can go away once whatever I came here to do is over, you know, once you release me. But, okay, I'm invested in this now. Look, I am here for you. Anytime you feel lonely, or you just need someone to tell you you are doing a good job at life, you are just thriving and doing the best you can with what you have. You know, I'll show up. Just summon me. You don't know how you summoned me this time? Honestly, neither do I. I mean, since I've never actually been the one doing the summoning, I don't really know how it works. Are you sure you didn't say some kind of spell or something? Huh. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Yeah, hopefully we can figure that out. I can talk to the big man and see if there was some kind of weird workaround with that you managed to do it accidentally, but yeah, so just when you can figure out how to do that, summon me anytime, really, even if you just need a hug. I'm here for you, okay? Yes, I know I'm getting sappy. Hush. I know, I'm a demon. I'm not supposed to have these human emotions and be sappy, but I am, just a little bit. Sorry. Oh, you like it? Okay, good. I thought that would be weird for you, but you seem to need it. So, you know, I just thought I'd show a little bit of that. I can get even more like this, you know, more emotional and stuff. I try to keep it under wraps because, you know, the whole demon thing is kind of the persona that goes along with that. But I really like rom-coms. They're great. Humans just have some of the neatest little inventions. I love it. Wait, really? You want me to stay? Like, stay the night? Okay. You know I'm a demon, right? Once again. Like, I don't really sleep. That's just not a thing for us. Okay. Fine. You are very persistent, you know? And I think it's kind of making you into my favorite human. Shh, I don't have favorite humans. That's totally not a thing. But if I did, you would definitely be in the running. Just saying. So, oh, you're hungry? Okay. Now that is one thing. I don't have to eat to survive because I don't have a human body like you, but I can if I want to. And human food is really good. Yeah. So, do you want some pizza? I'll order pizza. I mean, I'll use your card to pay for it, obviously, but I can order it. So, yeah. Okay. I'm going to go order some pizza. What do you like on it? Okay. Got it. Awesome. And you are going to turn on the TV and find whatever your favorite movie is. Well, it doesn't even have to be your favorite movie. Just whatever comfort movie that you are in the mood for right now. Just something that makes you feel happy, okay? And especially if it's one that I haven't seen before, that'd be great. I haven't seen a lot of movies, honestly. So, yeah, I always like learning new things about the human world. And, yeah, so we will just have a fun movie night, and then you'll probably either pass out on the couch, or if not, you will have great restful sleep tonight, and I'll just chill in your house, and you don't live with anyone, do you? Oh, good, okay. I just wanted to make sure, just in case, you know, like, someone else comes home, it's like, hey, there's a literal demon on my couch. What? Yeah, I don't even know what you do for that. Like, you can't call 911 because it's like, is there like a supernatural 911? No, you guys don't have that here? Tough luck. I don't know what to do then. Anyway, the whole point was that I don't pose a threat, so I think we're good on that. Yeah. But I can just hang out here and let you sleep. Yeah. So just keep you company. Thank you. I'm glad it makes you feel safe to have me here. Surprisingly, but thanks. Okay. I will go order the pizza and you just pick out whatever movie you want to watch. I'll see you in the living room in just a minute, okay? And by the way, I'm really glad you summoned me. Thanks. It means a lot to me, honestly.